Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Finding your perfect home was hard, but thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy-to-assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. So they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow order ships free right to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order at burrow.com/ACAST. That's 15% off at burrow.com/ACAST.
Hi, I'm Damien Haffernan with your 7 News briefing for Tuesday, June 14. Queenslanders are again being asked to turn down their heaters tonight, with electricity supplies forecast to fall short for a second winter's night. Households and businesses in southeast and coastal areas are being warned to expect blackouts from 5pm to 9pm tonight. The Australian Energy Market Operator has asked generators to supply more electricity, saying it will order them to do so if needed. It comes as homes in Sydney's northern beaches were hit with power outages overnight. New South Wales is again on high alert from 7pm tonight due to predicted supply shortfall. Police in Victoria are on the hunt for a driver after a car smashed into a tram barrier and then a building in Melbourne's CBD in the early hours of this morning. Investigators were told a blue Hyundai Getz hit a barrier at the intersection of Spencer Street and Latrobe Street around 1:45am. The occupants of the car then fled the scene in a separate car. Police are appealing for anyone who witnessed the crash or has dashcam footage to contact Crime Stoppers. And new research suggests up to 14% of the world's population may have had Lyme disease. The research, published in BMJ Global Health, is the result of an examination of nearly 90 studies, offering a new robust picture of how common the tick-borne illness may be. The new study showed that Central Europe had the highest share of residents with Lyme disease at around 21%, compared to around 9% in North America. The analysis also included participants in Asia, Australia, and the Caribbean. Symptoms include a bullseye rash at the site of the tick bite, fever, chills, headache, fatigue, and muscle or joint aches, with some suffering effects for as long as 20 years. A vaccine was pulled off the market in 2002, with the best advice now being to stay away from areas where ticks are prevalent. And that is your 7 News briefing. I'm Damien Haffernan. For more news, head to 7news.com.au or tune into 7 News nightly at 6.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.